their home beyond the sky. They're the bride of Christ and they are coming home.
Here comes Mom and here comes Dad. Oh, their faces look so glad as they march and they sing redemption song. Oh, what a smile on their face as they sing Amazing Grace. They're the bride of Christ and they are coming.
Get a little sense of what it's going to be like when you walk down those streets of gold and you look at beauty everywhere like this world has never known or seen. You think of the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. It don't even compare to that glorious place. And then Jesus, that great Son of God at the center of it. No need of the sun, no need of the moon, because the Lord God and the Lord Jesus will be the light of that city, and the city will light the earth, the new heaven and the new earth, and it will be a light that is absolutely without shadows. A light without shadows. You see, when God made the earth the first day, he said, let there be light. But the sun and moon wasn't created till the fourth day. And so the light that was upon the earth was the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:1-5 said that clearly. His life was the light of the world. And so, I mean, you're talking about something magnificent. And so we'll dwell in a place where there are no shadows. There's no backside of buildings. There's no back streets to walk on. There's no back alleys to be afraid of. Just none of that. It's all going to be glory and wonderful and glorious and blessed. And I'm going to be right there in the middle of it. Hallelujah. I don't expect some number one position. I'm not even looking for that. That'll be given to whom the Lord decides. I just want to be there. And I just want to see the Lord. And I just want to enjoy the fellowship of the saints of God down through the ages. I was talking on the radio yesterday about this glorious, glorious trumpet that's about to sound. And the Bible says in Isaiah 26:19-21 that the earth is going to cast out the dead. The earth is going to cast out the dead. Uses those exact words. Now, what do you mean when you say cast them out? Sounds like to me it's going to be something pretty dramatic. And I made the statement that old brother Wade Horton, one of my favorite brothers. How many remember Wade H. Horton? Oh, what a man of God. And I had one of my favorite. And I just imagine he's laying there in that grave and his bones are full of the Holy Ghost. I mean, those bones must be sitting there trembling right now. Can't wait. Can't wait. All of a sudden that old trumpet sounds and the earth casts him out. It'll make a crater 10 foot wide when the earth casts that man out. Hallelujah. The earth will be glad to get rid of him, because the earth's in a curse, you see. That'll be over soon, but presently it's still a curse. And it don't like these old Holy Ghost bones. That's okay. If God will help me, I can make it to the rapture. They won't get to put mine in no graveyard. That may happen. It's up to him. I'm not worried one way or the other. Hallelujah. One thing about it, if I die before Marlon, I get resurrected before Marlon. Hallelujah. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah. What a God this is we serve. Anybody happy about it? Turn with me in your Bible to the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we'll begin reading with verse 47. I want to preach this morning on the trumpet blast, the trumpet blast, the trumpet blast now that begins the end. The trumpet blast that begins the end. The next thing we're looking for is a trumpet blast. The very next thing. Nothing else has got to happen before the trumpet blast. The Bible is as fulfilled, if I can understand it right, as it need be before that trumpet blast. Hallelujah. So the next thing we're looking for is a trumpet blast. Now, some of you may not agree with everything I say this morning. All my life I've heard the trumpet blast will be secret, and only the ready people will hear the blast, and that they will simply disappear in a moment, and the earth then will begin to discover the next days to come that a great company of people have left and they're gone and nobody knows where they went. Well, I'm of the opinion, and I've been this way for some time. I remember an old preacher, he used to be on Southwest Church Radio. His name was Emil Gabaluk, that preached at our building, old building on Little Rock, many years ago. And he began to quote those scriptures in Matthew 27, where the saints of God arose out of their grave and went into Jerusalem and appeared unto many. And he suggested that that could happen again in the rapture. And so ever since then, I have thought the possibility of that happening. We don't know that, but I just don't think it's always going to begin with a secret. I believe when that trumpet sounds, even the glasses in the beer halls will probably rattle on the shelves, you know. I just believe when that trumpet sounds, it's going to be universal, and I believe people are going to hear it, and I don't believe it's going to be three toots and then an amen. I think it may go on for 10 minutes or 20 minutes, and as it continues, the earth will tremble. And the Bible said men's hearts fell in them for fear, for looking at those things coming on the earth. I just kind of think that's when that scripture will really be fulfilled, that men's hearts will tremble with fear. Now, you may believe it's all secret, but I really don't. And so don't feel bad at me for preaching it's not secret, okay? Just keep on praying for God to let you know and to open your heart. And above everything, be ready. One way or the other, he's coming. Hallelujah. And one way or the other, that trumpet's sounding. And one way or the other, we're leaving. And one way or the other, the graveyards are going to become a trash pile. Hallelujah. It's going to look like bulldozers has passed through some of those graveyards where there's a lot of good old godly saints that have been buried. Anybody believe what I'm saying? Let me see your hand. Let me see where I'm at. Are you on the same tune as I'm on this morning? Well, I'm on the tune that I'm ready to go. I'm on the tune that I've had enough. I'm on the tune, come Lord Jesus, it will be exciting to meet you in the air. Hallelujah. Well, let's read together the book of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 47. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven, as is the earthy. Such are they who also are earthy, and all. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. As we've had an image of the earth, as we've had earthly bodies, as we've had to live in this earthly world, he said to the saints of God, as you're born the image of the earthy, he says, you're also going to bear the image of the heavenly. Hallelujah. Who was the heavenly? It was Jesus, the second Adam. You see that up in the 47th verse. As there is an earthly, there is a heavenly. Oh, hallelujah. And I can't wait until I get my heavenly body. Hallelujah. I'm making it all right. The Lord's my healer. He keeps me in his hands. He cares for me. But oh, when I get that heavenly body. Now listen, as we're born the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. This I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. No way that a corruptible body, no way that a corruptible body can go up in this great, great rapture that's about to occur. It's got to be changed. That's what he's saying. This corruptible cannot inherit incorruption. It's got to be changed. Behold, I show you a mystery. A mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. You don't have to die to go in the rapture. Okay? When he comes, the living and the dead will go somewhat together. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Now, he's talking about the change here. Many people think that means also the rapture would happen in a twinkling of an eye. That may be true. But I tend to think he's talking here of the change in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The only thing he's talking about here is that great transformation that's going to happen when that trumpet sounds, when this corruptible puts on incorruption, when the dead are raised incorruptible. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Wow. Death is swallowed up in victory. Father, thank you for the word of God this morning. Help this servant of thine beyond all fleshly inabilities and fleshly failures and weaknesses of mine. Let the Holy Ghost have this vessel and speak forth the truths that are of thy book and of thy word in Jesus' name. Amen. And you may be seated. And you may be seated. I'm preaching this morning on the trumpet blast that shall change or start the end. The trumpet blast that shall begin the end. The blasting of the trumpet is the next great event. Now, let me give you something that you must remember. There are people who are believers in the what they call the pre-wrath coming of Jesus Christ. They believe just before the wrath begins over in the middle of the last half of the tribulation period. They believe that's when the rapture takes place, when the seventh of the seven trumpets of judgment sounds. But Paul isn't talking about the seven judgments here, or the seven trumpets of judgment here. He is talking about the wonderful feast called the Feast of Trumpets, which was a very important feast in the nation of Israel. It was not the Feast of Israel. It was the Feast of Jehovah. And there were seven of them. And the Feast of Trumpets was number five. The day of Pentecost was number four. The day that Jesus was crucified was number one. But the next trumpet, or the next feast, I should say, to be fulfilled, is the Feast of Trumpets. And there were 40 trumpets, 40 days that trumpets were sound, 1, 2, all the way to 39. And then there was a break of a day. And then on the next day would have been the 41st day, the last trump would have sounded. And that would have completed what they call the Feast of Trumpets. Now, Apostle Paul was speaking of those feasts and of that Feast of Trumpets because throughout the Bible it's very clear the Feast of Trumpets is a type of the rapture, is a type of the coming of the Lord to get his church. The type of the coming of the Lord to get his church. Are you getting that? So we're not talking about the feast, the seventh trump of the trumpet judgments in the book of Revelation. We're talking about of the great Feast of Trumpets in the nation of Israel. And very important, up even at this very time, you'll find Jesus having special occasions of the different feasts. And he would go to Jerusalem on the day of one of the feasts is when he spoke up and said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." That's in John chapter 7. And that was at one of the occasions of these feasts. And so here, Paul is speaking of the Feast of Trumpets as being the last trumpet, okay? So this is not the last judgment trumpet in the middle of the second half of the tribulation. This is the type of Israel in the seven trumpets. And that's something wonderful to study. I'm here to tell you, wonderful to study, because it's so full of everything we're seeing and will see in this great book of Revelation. Let me read again for you. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump." At the last trump. So we know we're talking about this great last day trumpet. We're talking about the last trump, brother. The time of the fulfillment of all things in the Holy Scripture. And so, when you think about this last trump, it's important to understand some things about it. This trump is not just the call of the bride to the presence of God, although it certainly includes that. It is the beginning of the end. It is the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period about to break upon this earth. It is the sound, it is the noise that announces the time of the end and announces the fulfillment of the Holy Bible. And I'm telling you, that trumpet will be something magnificent. I really believe it will be so loud that the entire globe will hear that trumpet. I believe people asleep in their beds will be startled awake. I believe people in hospitals very sick, unless they're unconscious, will be moved and probably brought to tears. I believe the saints of God everywhere on the face of this globe will feel the urging and the breaking in and the moving of the Holy Ghost of God. I just believe when that trumpet sounds, there'll be people weeping. There'll be people sobbing immediately. They will know in a moment. People who've been raised in Pentecostal churches, people who used to be full of the Holy Ghost, people that used to know the power of the Spirit of God, people that used to believe in everything of this Bible, in a moment's time, when they hear that trumpet, knowing that they're backslid and knowing that they're away from God, the moment they hear it, there'll be a trembling. There'll be many people, literally, their legs won't hold them up. They'll crumble to the ground. You heard about the old revivals? I'll give you a booklet in a few days about the hybrid revival, when conviction came with such authority and power that the police at the police station called the church and said, "Send the pastor down here. We got people laying all over the yard out in front of the jailhouse, and they're crying for mercy. They need somebody to help them know how to surrender to God. Will you send them down here?" That's the kind of conviction that used to occur. There was a revival in the Paul Creek area for the Paul Creek Presbyterian Church in its heyday, and 10,000 people came to the woods out near Paul Creek in that great tent revival. Well, it was a brush arbor revival. One old man was mad because it was happening, and he got on his horse and rode through the camp trying to disturb everybody, and the Holy Ghost knocked him off his horse down on the ground, and he wallowed in the dirt and couldn't even raise his head until he finally said, "Lord, forgive me. I repent of my sins." And finally, after being born again, He was up on his feet praising God. Now, when that trumpet sounds, I'm here to tell you that's what's going to happen all over this globe. You talk about conviction. You talk about sinners aware of their sins and aware of their wicked living. You talk about all the backsliders. If you're like me, you know hundreds and hundreds of backslid Pentecostals who used to be so full of the Holy Ghost, they could hardly go to church without shouting in the aisle or speaking in tongues. They knew how to pray until they'd pray heaven down. They were godly men and godly women. You never seen them looking like the world or dressing like the world. There was nothing careless about their lifestyle. They walked with God. And now you can find them everywhere, backslid. And you say to them, do you still believe in holiness? Oh, yes, I do. I just know now it's not outward. It's all inward. Well, let me tell you, if you get something inward, it'll affect the outward. And if all you got is something on the outward and it hasn't affected the inward, you don't have the right thing. And neither do you have the right thing if you got the inward and it hasn't affected the outward. Help me, Lord. I want to tell you something, church. It's almost time to go. And this trumpet's about to sound. And you can play games if you want to. You can mess around with your life if you want to. You can go after the world. You can dress like the world. You can talk like the world. You can act like the world. But the day is coming, and it won't be long when that trumpet sounds, brother, and it's going to shake things to the very core. Hallelujah. I wish I could get everybody. I sent this to a bunch of preachers this morning, and one wrote back and said, either way. I said, that's good. I agree with that. Another said, I'm going up in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, I'll be gone. And I happen to think, you know why he believes he can go in a moment? He don't have any grandchildren and children to leave behind. I got some folks I want to talk to before I leave here. Let me preach one more time while I go up, Lord. Let me preach one more time as I leave here, Lord. Let me tell glory. I don't know. Would somebody raise a hand and say, praise the Lord? If somebody don't help me here, I'm going to lose myself. Hallelujah. Do you believe this? Do you believe he's coming? You believe that trumpet's about to sound? I'm here to tell you, that trumpet is going to sound. Hallelujah. And I just can't believe God ever did anything silently, do you? Find me a place in the Bible that these kind of things, hey, everything else about the rapture is open and available and visible. How many have ever seen pictures of saints going up in the rapture? Have I ever seen pictures like that? Let me see your hand if you've ever seen pictures like that. Well, throw them away if you don't believe that this is going to be open for the world to know about. Hey, them pictures are false. If we're just going to invisibly disappear, I don't want to invisibly disappear. I want to leave here with a shout. Hallelujah. I want to leave here, hallelujah, dressed in white in the holiness and righteousness of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to take a crowd with me, a whole big crowd. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I think I'm a problem this morning. Don't you love him? Do you really love him? Raise a hand and at least tell him you love him, would you? Way up high, I love you, Lord. I'm getting ready to leave. I'm getting ready to leave. Now, if you're not listening to me, shame on you. Because you need to understand, this is going to happen. You hear me, young people? This is going to happen. This is almost, we're at the door. We're at the door, and the Lord is coming. Hallelujah. And that trumpet is going to sound. Now, that's powerful stuff. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, hallelujah, the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. Hallelujah. When they come out of that grave, they've got new bodies. Hallelujah. Did they see the Lord with his new body? Did he say, thrust your hand in the nail prints, in the spear print in my side? And Doubting Thomas put his hand in there where the spear had been. He had a body. Did you hear me? He had a body. And you're going to come, if you're in the grave, you're going to come out of there with a body. And the dirt's got to go in front of you. The top of that casket has got to go in front of you. That old vault you're in that won't let anything happen to you, that thing's got to be thrown off. And if you've got enough money to be in a mausoleum, I would surmise that the side of that thing's going to be missing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if it's a graveyard where as many as 100 or so godly people, it's going to look like a bulldozer has been there. Hallelujah. He's coming for the saints. Brother Marlon, will you stand up and shout or say something? Hallelujah. 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 I love this guy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he's coming. I'm telling you, he's coming. What a day that's going to be. I love the thought of messing up these graveyards. I've been to so many of them and preached funerals. Everything's so pretty. I mean, manicured. Just trying to make you comfortable in the old graveyard. Well, I don't believe I'll ever be comfortable in an old graveyard. Does anybody here think you'll be comfortable in a graveyard? No way. You'll be laying there waiting and expecting any time. Well, your soul will be up there, but you'll be knowing you're coming back to get that old body. Hallelujah. Still laying there full of the Holy Ghost. You say, is bones of a dead person full of the Holy Ghost? If they died full of the Holy Ghost, they are. That's the only way it's going to happen, though. You got to die full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 Well, let's go to the book of 1 Thessalonians and read a little bit there. I want to make sure you get the feeling that this is going to be an international thing. This is going to be a worldwide event. People are going to be, can you imagine a graveyard somewhere that has been long forgot about and an old building is built on top of it? And can you imagine? When 100 or so saints come out of that graveyard, it's going to topple that old building. There's going to be some bridges going down. There's going to be some houses split apart. There's going to be some roads that become impassable. You're talking about 6,000 years of saints, folks. You're talking about Methodist revivals when thousands got right and sanctified and became godly saints. You're talking about the Huguenots. And you can name all these different groups that won thousands to Christ were attacked by the church. I was reading some months ago of a revival in the mountains of Europe, and the Catholics had drove them into the mountains, and there was such a mob of them. They had hid up there in a great cave in the mountains where they could have church, and the Catholics came and built a fire at the entrance to the cave and filled it with smoke to suffocate the whole crowd, and sent thousands to their death at one time. I was told of the day that well over a million were martyred by the Catholic Church. These were saints of God. Let me tell you something. When they come out of those graves, they're going to come out with a bang. Hallelujah. It's going to be glorious. It's going to be blessed beyond measure. It's going to be a wonderful moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. Now listen. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven. The Lord himself is going to be up there in the midair. He's going to be visible. How many believe he's going to be visible up there in the midair? You couldn't doubt that. Of course he's going to be visible. Why would he come into the midair if he didn't come to be visible? Will he only be visible to the Christians? Well, he certainly don't suggest that. It says the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. The Lord's going to shout. Is he going to shout secretly? Isn't that laughable? It's laughable to even think about it. He ain't going to shout secretly. It ain't going to be just a shout only the saints hear. It's going to be a shout that reverberates across this earth. I don't understand it. But when the Lord appears in the sky, the whole world is going to see him simultaneously. The whole world. How are they going to see him simultaneously? The Lord's just going to reveal himself simultaneously. That's what. And the world is going to know he's come. Hallelujah. And he is going to shout. The Bible says, with a shout and with the voice of the archangel. Even the angels are going to get involved in this. When he comes with 10,000 times 10,000s of angels. You see, the angels move in the wake of the Holy Ghost. Whatever the Holy Ghost is doing, angels are moving in the wake of the Holy Ghost. The reason you aren't hearing about angel visitations today is because there's so little Holy Ghost visitation. You just let a Holy Ghost visitation visitations start and people will start talking and seeing angels. Hallelujah. I'm looking for them. Hallelujah. I'm expecting them. I'm looking for them. I'm ready to see them. Hallelujah. But he said the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Not a thing. I begged them on the radio yesterday. Anybody out there? One man was so carnal that he explained the trumpet like a dog whistle, that someone would go out and blow a whistle that only the dogs could hear and no human would hear it. And he said, that's how the trumpet's going to be. It's like a dog whistle. Well, the trumpet I'm looking for is not a dog whistle. Are you listening to me? And it's not going to be like a dog whistle. It's going to be one glorious moment. Hallelujah. And he's coming, Brother Roy. He's coming. He's coming. Somebody say he's coming, will you? He is coming. He is coming. Hallelujah. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now, either all of that is secret or none of that is secret. Either all of that happens without the world knowing anything about it, or none of that happens without the world knowing anything about it. I don't know who started that thing. I don't know who started all of this about it being a secret time when the rapture comes. But I'd like to find them and try to set them down and say, show it to me in the Bible. Because I believe it's going to happen, and this whole world is going to feel it. And I want this world to feel it. Are you angry with them? No. I want them to be saved. I want them to be converted. I want them to get right with God. I want such a moving of heaven that the sinners will fall on their faces and begin to repent and begin to get right with God. I want to see a Holy Ghost breakthrough that my sons and daughters and my family members will be right with God. That brothers and sisters, I've got sisters that are dear as they can be. Oh, I want a Holy Ghost visitation on their lives. Hallelujah. It'll change everything about you. Now, you got to raise your hand, everybody who believes what I'm saying, at least one time, and let me know. Hallelujah. You believe this is about to happen. Oh, Sister Ramatavi. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, church is almost over. We're right down at the end. I feel it down to my bones. We're right down at the end, saints. We're fixing to leave here if we're ready. We're fixing to go meet him in the sky. Hallelujah. It's going to be the grandest moment of human life. Etc. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a day. What a day. The Lord himself shall descend. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, this world is going to know this rapture has happened. This world's going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt. You have never seen such consternation. I can almost see some daughter standing out in the yard watching mama go up. And she's screaming, mama, mama, please don't leave me, mama. Come back and get me, mama. And mama has to stretch her hand down and say, hon, I can't come back. You see, that's Jesus. He's calling me. I got to go. But don't take that mark of the beast. Don't you take that mark of the beast. You find your place right now. Let me tell you something. When Jesus comes, if somebody suddenly realizes it, while the process of the coming is occurring, you can't repent after that trumpet sounds. When that trumpet sounds, repentance is over as far as going in the rapture. You can repent and get right with God and face the devil and face the Antichrist, but you can't repent and go up. I'll tell you why. 10 virgins in Matthew 25. 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. All of them were virgins. They lived good. They lived clean. They were virgins. They hadn't committed fornication for nobody and with nobody. They were virgins. I said they were virgins. But 5 of them had become careless. They didn't attend church like they used to. They'd got lazy about the things of God, and their oil had dissipated. Their oil had dissipated. And so here are 5 virgins, and thus 5 of them wise, or 10 virgins. 5 of them are wise, and 5 are foolish. And the foolish actually go to the wise and say, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. I mean, you talk about repenting. They were repenting immediately in the process of everything occurring. The trumpet sound had sounded, go you out to meet him. The king was coming. But five of them knew it instantly that nothing was happening. Can you imagine how a person's going to feel when they're half backslid, sitting in a church, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost moves, the trumpet sounds, and the saints of God begin to leave, and they're sitting there, and they don't feel nothing. They don't feel nothing. You know, if you sit in a Holy Ghost meeting like this camp meeting coming up and you don't feel nothing, you better find your place to pray. When the move of God is in the house and you're not feeling nothing, but just getting disturbed at the old loud mouth preacher. I want to tell you something. You better understand something's wrong. Find you a place and pray. Hallelujah. Find you a place and pray and get yourself ready. Hallelujah. The king is coming. Do you hear me? The king is coming. Now, you know, I know I can't preach too long this morning, but I got to take you over here to the book of Revelation. Now, I want to take you to chapter 6. I want to show you something. When that trumpet sounds, now make sure you get the context. We're talking about the trumpet sounding. We're talking about the graveyards being trashed. We're talking about saints disappearing up into the clouds just like they saw Jesus disappear. Remember, they watched Jesus when he went up. Remember, they saw him disappear into the clouds. Do you remember that? They saw him disappear into the clouds. He made it plain, just like he went away. We're going to go away. But he made it plain. It wasn't without people knowing what was happening. They were watching him as he went up through the clouds. And they're going to watch us as we go up through the clouds. And consternation and weeping and sobbing and conviction of sin. The grip of what's happening, what's about to happen, what this world is fixing to feel and experience will grip this world. And I want to tell you something, brother. When that rapture has taken place, people are going to start getting right with God. How many believe that? I know we used to hear it that you couldn't get saved after the rapture. But there ain't a bit of that in the Bible. Not a bit of it. You got to believe what this Bible says. Go to Revelation 6. The tribulation period begins in Revelation 6. And look at verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal. It's verse 9, Revelation 6. I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord? How long, O Lord, holy and true, doth thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes was given unto every one of them. And was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little while until their fellow servants also and their brethren should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Now, here we are in the beginning of the tribulation period. The saints of God are with the Lord. They've been raptured. But here we see a multitude of people. I mean a multitude. And they're crying out, Lord, Lord, how long before you're going to judge that earth and that crowd for what they've done to us? Brother, people are going to start getting saved, and they're going to suffer, and they're going to be killed and slaughtered and slain. I don't know how to be, without being gruesome, I don't know how to tell you the way the Antichrist and his crowd of soldiers and his army of haters of old-time Christianity, what they're going to do to human beings. But they're going to kill people in the most gruesome way you can imagine. They will slaughter them. They will rape the women. They will molest the men. It will be evil and dark. You just can't imagine how evil and dark. And here they are in this seal, and they're saying to the Lord, O Lord, how long, holy and true? How long, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood? I mean, they're crying out for vengeance. Did you know any person can suffer so much that they want vengeance? I mean, it's not right to want vengeance, but I'm telling you, you can suffer to the fact right now. I've known people who suffered so much, and you could understand why they felt some vengeance. It ain't easy to forgive people who did everything in their power to destroy you. It ain't easy to forgive people, but what we experience now is not even to compare with this. And it's going to be so dark and hellish. Oh, let's see. Oh, help me, church. Oh, what a day. It's about to happen. Are you listening to me? It's about to happen. And the Bible says, the Lord said to them, just wait. Just be patient, because there's a whole lot more out there that's going to die yet. That's what he said. He said, wait, for those who, like you, are going to be killed. We're talking about mass murder. We're talking about suicide, not suicide, but all kinds of, the ISIS group of radical Islamists, they are nothing to compare with what's coming on this earth when this crowd gets after you. When the Antichrist crowd, when the crowd of folks who are serving the Antichrist, the army of abusers get a hold of you, they'll be worse than ISIS ever dared to be. This world is facing something darker than hell itself. You say, Brother Chambers, you scared me to death. Well, all you got to do is get saved. All you got to do is get your heart so right with God that you don't have nothing to worry about. All you got to do is be washed in the blood. All you got to do is come to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm not going to get up from this altar till you fill me with the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to be out here in this crazy world with all of this going on. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to serve. How about you? How many can say, I'm going to serve him? How many can say, I'm going to serve him? I'm going to live for him. I'm going to walk with him. Hallelujah. Well, let's close by going into Revelation 7. Let me show you a multitude that come out of this earth. In 3.5 years, there will be more people saved than has probably been saved in 100 years. Or maybe 200 years. I'm here to tell you. Listen to me. Listen to me. You just got to believe the Bible, okay? You got to believe what this old book says. Don't believe Brother Chambers. Believe what this old book says. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, notice the elders. Who are these elders? They're the raptured saints. That's who they are. The raptured saints. This is in Revelation 7, verse 13. One of the elders answered, saying to me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation. There's number one event in all of history called the Great Tribulation. Jesus called it that the first time in the book of Matthew 24. And after that is called numbers of times the Great Tribulation. And have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne and God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. Here is a multitude of tribulation saints. They get saved between the rapture of the church, Revelation 4, and Revelation 7, the rapture of the tribulation saints. 3.5 years into the tribulation. Here comes a multitude. You talk about, I'm here to tell you, that trumpet, when that trumpet sounds, and when those saints of God leave here and go up through the clouds, disappear, when those saints of God are gone, when they can't even visit a graveyard without finding a mess, been trashed, bulldozers look like, have gone through, I imagine they'll send the bulldozers over immediately and try to cover up, because they don't want people to know what's happened. Have you noticed the last few years how the media will hide terrible things that are happening? Have you noticed that? You probably haven't. If you don't read news that is not on the main television, you really don't know what's happening. I'm here to tell you, there are things happening that the news media as a whole, Fox will do a little of it, but Fox don't always go all the way. They aren't telling you what's happening. If you knew everything was happening in our world right now, it would scare you out of your socks. Does anybody believe that? You believe it up there, don't you, Brother Ken? Because he looks and he keeps up with it. I'm going to tell you, it's a mess. It's worse. The government is much worse than you ever imagined. I read a report in New York Times, and they are not known to publish anything that's not true. New York Times, and it told how Obama and Hillary Clinton together Obama and Hillary Clinton, while she was Secretary of State, were forcing nations all over the earth, if they got any of our military assistance, they had to open their doors to the homosexuals and the same-sex marriage and the transgenders and all of that filth. And they were doing it secretly and using my and your dollars to buy these governments into accepting the homosexual agenda. You say, Brother Chambers, are you sure of that? I am positive of that. We don't know what's happening. Oh, no. But he does. And he's got all of it in his hand. And he's allowing it. The devil's doing nothing that God isn't allowing. Obama is doing nothing that God isn't allowing. The governments of the world are doing nothing that God isn't allowing. Did you see this week the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church has decided to dedicate himself to the agenda of the warming earth agenda? Forget the right words to use here. I'm sorry for that. But, I mean, he's going full bloom after the whole business of making the earth green. Well, let me tell you, they're scared. And I'm glad they're scared. And I know why they're scared. It's because they know what's happening, but they don't know the answer. Hallelujah. They know what's happening, but they don't know the Bible. They know what's taking place. A world is falling apart. It's decaying at the core. It's falling asunder. But Jesus has got it all in his hands. And just in time, the old trumpet's going to sound. Hallelujah. And he's going to start the end time scenario. Hallelujah. And the first thing he does, can I hear it? I want to scream it. The first thing he does is gets his saints out of here. Hallelujah. The first thing the king does is gets his saints out of here. Another thing can happen till we're gone. Oh, Joe Chambers, I wish we could get rid of you. You will shortly, friends. Listen to me. Listen to me, enemies. You will shortly get rid of me. But when you do, it'll be hell to pay. Because I know what's coming. Hallelujah. Church, would you stand up on your feet and let's get ourselves ready. The coming of the Lord's at the door. I've tried my best. I planned another sermon this morning and the Holy Ghost wouldn't let me. I had to preach this because we are at the time of the end. And some of you are playing games. Some of you are playing games. I said some of you are not even listening to me. It's getting late. I'm telling you it's getting late. I'm telling you it's getting late. Somebody help me scream. It's getting late. Hallelujah. Brother Dylan, it's about to happen. Brother Dylan, it's about to happen. Sister Yvette, is about, Brother Johnny, I'm telling you, it's about to happen. Oh, I see clipper. Oh, my tire. I feel it down to my toes. I literally feel it all over my being that we're right here sitting on the end. Raise your hand, young people, will you? All you young people, I love y'all so much. Y'all are so dear to me. Listen to me, young people. I mean, stop any foolishness there. Any punching and all of that. Quit it. Quit it. And listen to Brother Chambers. We're on the verge of the coming of the Lord. It's almost over. Do you hear me? It's almost over. If you're not right with God, you are playing the part of a fool. Nothing you could do would be more careless. And paying no attention. This trumpet about to sound. Can you imagine? Oh, I wish I had a trumpet. I wish you played a trumpet instead of sax this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you make that thing sound like a trumpet? You can't? Well, make it sound like something, will you? I would love to have a trumpet right now. I'd like to play one so loud. Keep on. Slip your hand up, will you? Yeka shana ko pata mavia. Yalo kasantore madova kati mavia. Yalo kasantore mavito kasi mavia. Yalo saton santore madova kote pavi namaya. Haliko sabre madova. Quit talking. Haliko shana mavia. Listen to me, church. We're so near the coming of the Lord, it's almost impossible to grasp it. We're so near the end of this thing. Oh, the devil wants you to be frivolous about it. The devil wants you to think, oh, yeah, Brother Chambers is just an old screamer. Oh, yeah, Brother Chambers, just he goes overboard. He goes overboard. Well, give me a preacher that goes overboard instead of somebody that goes underboard, okay? I'd rather have a man that goes overboard than these 2x4s that can't even get this straight. Listen, Jesus is coming, church. Jesus is coming, church. Jesus is coming, church. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your hand up and pray. I want to hear this. Everybody in this building that know how to pray, I want you to pray. Pray out loud, would you? Oh, God is later than we think. We have no idea just where we are in this great scenario of the end. We have no idea how close the coming of the Lord it is. I plead the blood for my son and my daughter-in-law. I plead the blood for my baby daughter and her husband. I plead the blood for 6 grandbabies. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Oh, Father, give me one more chance to shout it at them. The King is coming. Give me one more chance to plead the blood before them, to love on them, to let them know, oh, Papa loves them. Hallelujah. Oh, hear me, church. We're close to the end. We're close to the end. We're close to the end. Hallelujah. We're close to the end. There's no time for playing games. How many of you know you're ready without a doubt? Raise your hand up high. Without a doubt, you know you're ready. I'm waiting on the Holy Ghost a little bit now. I preach with everything I got. I give you all my heart. If I've been too loud, I'm sorry. I don't apologize, but I'm sorry. I haven't said anything wasn't right out of the mind of God. Oh, I feel this Holy Ghost from the time I walked in this building this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Says Rama, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No more time to play no games. God wants to give us a Holy Ghost revival in this place. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's coming, and he's coming soon. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anybody in this building, you know you're not ready and you'd like to come to the altar and just let the saints pray with you? Would you get up from your seat or walk out of your pew and just come? I'm coming to pray, Brother Chambers. I'm not ready. I don't know that I'm ready. You may think you are, but not sure you are. I wouldn't play a game. I wouldn't leave here without absolute assurance that if that trumpet sounded, I was leaving here. Hallelujah. I got to go when he comes. I got to go when he comes. I got to go when he comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, then may I ask the whole crowd, all of you, to meet me in the altar. Will you do that? Will you come and find you a place to stand here and let's talk to God out of our hearts? I want us tonight, when the preaching is over, to fill these altars and pray for an hour and pray for Holy Ghost revival. Pray for God to visit this place. It's later than you think. We're right on the verge of the sounding of the trumpet. He's a coming. He's a coming. He's a coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Hear me, saith the Lord, my coming is upon you. The sounding of the trumpet is near. The coming of the King to get his bride. The coming of the bridegroom to get his chosen. The coming of the bridegroom to get those he's loved and his spirit has wrought a work of grace in. He's coming for you. But you must be ready. There must be oil in the lamp. There must be fire in the bosom. There must be joy in the soul. I'm coming for those who are looking for me, saith the Lord. Would you raise your hands up and cry out to God? I'm going to be looking. I'm going to look like I've never looked. I'm watching the sky for the sun, the coming of the sun. Oh, hear me, saith the Lord. Hear me, saith the Lord. God's after his church this morning. He's trying to get us ready, church. Hallelujah. Oh, raise your hands and just praise him with all you got now. I want everybody.
You're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, you know that He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. God of the day is still God in the night. Talk of faith when you're up on the mountain. Talk comes so easy when life's at its best, but it's down in the valleys of those trials and temptations. Well, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain.